It's Friday, November 18th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On November 6th, a bomb planted inside a Filipino passenger bus detonated, killing one person and injuring 11 more, reports International Christian Concern. The explosion occurred while the bus was at a terminal in the Sultan Kudarat province. 9 Muslims and 2 Catholics were injured. One of the injured passengers told UCA News, quote, "It happened so fast. The explosion was deafening. Then I saw blood running down my legs. A piece of metal had pierced my thigh, and I saw blood all over the bus," end quote. According to Police Director Colonel Christopher Bermudez, quote, "Someone planted the bomb at the point of origin of the bus. Then someone at the terminal of arrival detonated the bomb using a cell phone," end quote. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but authorities suspect it was perpetrated by Islamic extremists who have been active in that region of the Philippines for decades. Psalm 94:15 says, "For justice will prevail, and all the morally upright will be vindicated." Because the Republicans took back the House of Representatives, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, a self-professed Catholic who is a vociferous defender of abortion, announced Thursday she will not seek re-election to any leadership role, reports LifeSiteNews.com.
"My friends, no matter what title you all, my colleagues, have bestowed upon me, Speaker, Leader, Whip, there is no greater official honor for me than to stand on this floor and to speak for the people of San Francisco. This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, and with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress."
Pelosi's decision to step down from her leadership role marks the end of a 2-decade tenure as the House's Democrat leader. Earlier this year, Archbishop Salvatore Corleone of Pelosi's native San Francisco handed down a pastoral directive publicly barring Pelosi from receiving Holy Communion due to her consistent defense of abortion in the national legislative arena, in contradiction to Catholic teaching. On November 16th, a bill supported by President Biden that would legalize homosexual marriage nationwide threatened Christians who object to participating in faux homosexual wedding ceremonies and create a bonanza for trial lawyers to sue believers in natural marriage cleared a key Senate hurdle with the assistance of 12 Republicans, reports the Washington Stand. House Resolution 8404, labeled the Respect for Marriage Act by supporters and the Disrespect for Marriage Act by critics, needed at least 60 votes to overcome a potential filibuster. It passed a cloture vote 62-37. The bill would force all 50 states to recognize any marriage legally allowed in any other state, including homosexual marriage or group marriage. It formally repealed the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act. Genesis 2:24 says, "Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and cleaves to his wife, and they become one flesh." Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said, quote, "The U.S. Senate is making a mockery of marriage as it tramples on a foundational right, religious freedom of the individual," end quote. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri exhorted his fellow Republicans to vote the measure down.
"I voted no, and to me, if you care about our constitutional structure, which says that religious liberty is a foundational liberty, it's our first liberty in the Bill of Rights, then you should be opposing this bill."
The 12 Republican senators who voted for the Disrespect of Marriage Act include Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Susan Collins of Maine, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Rob Portman of Ohio, Mitt Romney of Utah, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Todd Young of Indiana. Call your two senators at 202-224-3121 and tell them to oppose House Resolution 8404. That number again is 202-224-3121. You can also email them through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. After mass indiscriminate vaccination, roughly two-thirds of the adult population has received the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, doctors are analyzing the progression of baseline medical problems, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Mark Canny studied 1,100 patients who had stable kidney disease in 2020 before the mRNA, and then followed them after receiving one or more of the COVID-19 vaccines. There was more than a two-fold increase in progression of kidney disease among the double COVID vaccinated. And finally, Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate for Arizona governor, said on Thursday that she's still fighting in the state's governor's race in her first major update since Democrat Katie Hobbs declared victory, reports the Epoch Times. Listen to a portion of Lake's video update.
This past week has confirmed everything we've been saying. When we called for Katie Hobbs to recuse herself over a year ago, they ridiculed us. It turns out we were right. When we raised concerns and I filed a lawsuit months ago to get rid of the electronic voting machines, they said we were crazy. Well, it turns out we were right. Now, I am busy here collecting evidence and data. Rest assured, I have assembled the best and brightest legal team, and we are exploring every avenue to correct the many wrongs that have been done this past week. This fight to save our republic has just begun.
Lake pointed to tabulators across Maricopa County, Arizona, that were not working properly on Election Day. Updated vote counts have seen Lake cut into the lead Hobbs still holds. The current margin between the two candidates is 0.6%. If it ultimately ends up at 0.5% or less, an automatic recount will trigger. Thousands of votes still need to be counted, including more than 16,800 in Maricopa County alone. And that's The World View on this Friday, November 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.